I'll just start by praying and committing the night to God. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Father, for the opportunity to meet together. Lord, the opportunity to meet together in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray that tonight might be a night where Jesus is lifted high and where Jesus is glorified. Heavenly Father, I pray for each person who's going to speak and take part tonight, Lord. I pray that your hand would be upon them. And Heavenly Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit might really be seen tonight, Lord. I pray that your Holy Spirit might move from person to person, Lord, both those here who know you and maybe those who do not. Heavenly Father, I pray for those here who do not know you, Lord. I pray that they might see Jesus for the first time tonight. I pray that you might bring about repentance, Father, tonight. And I pray, Lord, also for those who do know you, maybe the majority of the people here. Heavenly Father, I pray that you might change us. I pray that from your word we might be changed. We might not leave this place the way that we came in, I pray. And Heavenly Father, I pray for those of our congregation, Lord, who are maybe unwell at the moment, who cannot meet together tonight. Lord, I pray that your hand would be with them, that your hand would be upon them. Lord, I pray that they might know your presence, maybe as they're on their own, Lord, at this time. Heavenly Father, I pray also for those who have lost loved ones recently. Heavenly Father, I pray that you'd be near to them. Lord, I pray that they might know your presence. Lord, I pray that they might know your comfort in this difficult time, Lord. And Heavenly Father, I pray just for this night as it goes on, Lord, that you might be glorified. And pray this in your name. Amen. Amen. I just want to read a few verses from Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1 to 10. And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages we might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. And as we begin this service tonight, I think it's important to remember what we were, but then what we are now, what Christ has done, and the great mercy that he's shown to us. I think that's a great place to start as we come to worship God tonight, because we have so much to be thankful for. So we're just going to sing with that in mind, that first song, I Want to Walk with Jesus Christ.
I want to walk with Jesus Christ all the days I live on this earth, on earth, to give to him complete control of glory and of soul. For him, give your life.
have the notices now, and then a few people are going to come up and share. So there's going to be Charlotte coming up and sharing a favourite verse, and then Stephen and Isaac are going to come up and share a little bit of something as well.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to give you a warm welcome to Crown Lane this evening. And if you're a visitor, especially for the first time, I'd like to give you a warm welcome. So welcome as we worship the Lord Jesus Christ together. And our speakers is our own young people. Sam's leading and there's a few speaking, so we look forward to that later on. The after meeting is at the home of James and Julie Clark. I just like, if you haven't got a notice sheet, please avail yourself of one in the hallway out there. There's a few left, but I'd just like to highlight one or two points and have one or two extra points as well. So the ladies' choir, there will be a practice next Sunday after the morning service for all those ladies singing in the choir on the 10th of December. All ladies are welcome. And the ladies' meal, we warmly invite all ladies to a meal at the bar in Scorton on Monday the 4th of December at 7 p.m. The cost of the meal is £13 and anyone wishing to go should give the names to Ruth Highland by next Sunday. The speaker will be Mrs. Wendy Kerwin. And the men's meal, all men are invited to a meal at the bar in Scorton on Monday the 11th of December at 7 p.m. The cost of the meal is £15. And anyone wishing to go should give the names to either James Bovenizer or Derek Barmer. And the speaker is Luke Parkinson. And there's a leaflet for that and a form to fill in or something there. So, and just a note for the diary. Between Friday the 23rd of February and Sunday the 4th of March, Cape and Ray students and Graham Stanford are at the church working with us and doing outreach and evangelism. Please think of this in your prayers. And also, the good newspapers are ready for distribution. If anyone would like to be involved, please see the pastor. Thank you.